We are back from recess. Commissioner Strahan asked a question this morning at our preliminary session based upon the form when he received it regarding the run date. This shows 2014 actuals based upon July of this year. Can you run us something that's like through now?
I have to cut and paste those into this until I get this knowledge of how to use our new reporting system, which then I think I can probably do that. So there's a lot of input to get it all. I can have it separate for you in 3 minutes, but if you want it all in one sheet, it's going to take, I have to input all that right now.
Well, it has 717, so that's something you'd already physically inputted, I guess. You ran it based upon something in 717.
Yes.
So, Mike, are we 3-4 months behind in posting? How are
no.
we? No?
Ron, the machine that we had, the reporting system we had before, I could, and I can't still, put in requests into Mass 90. Those have got to be in there someplace. All the actuals are in Mass 90. I pull this from Mass 90. So I either got to input the requests, or I got to pull a sheet with the actuals on it and put the requests on there. You see, the request and the approved are not in, they're not a part of that Mass 90 that I can pull out of there. So if you want the two together, I've got to cut and paste or put them in there that way.
Can you run us something with more up-to-date
expenditures?
Yes, I can get you one. I don't care if it's a separate document. If this is what we had last year. It was a July run instead of
And I run you one monthly. In fact, if you check your emails, you should have one for the 1st of November. That does show all of those actuals up to date.
Does the machine have the capability to run through today?
Yeah. If Don or Joanne is listening, I think Don probably, because I don't think Joanne is familiar with the thing. We need up-to-date actuals.
That would be helpful in what we're looking at.
Yeah, they know for that.
Okay, we were talking about revenues, and we were talking about $250,000 that are taken from other funds to, I said, to prop up. You're for administrative services. So if I'm looking through this properly, and I've turned over to the page now, it's transfer in from Road and Bridge. Okay. So you are asking that we charge Road and Bridge $273,000 to do their accounts payable and payroll and other services.
Yeah, and I would really like for you to go through there and look at the page and see what all that services is. It's human resources, which you, I know, agree that we need to have those purchasing. I assume you agree because we've been paying for half.
Aren't we paying human resources partially out of Road and Bridge?
Aren't
we already covering that?
No. That's what I did is I rearranged that little part. We will not pay any of human resources out of there?
For 2014, aren't we paying part of human resources
in
out of Road and Bridge?
We were, yes.
Part of the salary?
Yes.
I'm hoping that her salary is not $273,000.
No, but when you put all of those together, it amounts up to pretty quickly. Her salary is a lot less than that. Rump, turn through there and look
at that page. Let's go on down. $273,000 there, and then if I'm looking from transfer in from the Sheriff's Fund, $50,000? I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's 101-85-022.
Say what? What's it say again?
101-85-022. It says 50,000 as a projected revenue.
Say it again.
101-85-022.
Yeah, transferring from the Sheriff's Fund.
What is that, 50,000? Is that administration?
No.
Something else?
It's civil fees.
Okay.
It makes sense to charge the Sheriff's Fund administration.
Regular
fees
part of our budget.
Because they're part of our budget.
Transfer in from sewer, that's an administrative fee that we set up for $100,000?
You put that in there, so I don't know. That was your part of what you requested for me.
For 2015? I don't think I've done a sewer fund for 2015.
I can go back and look, but I'm pretty sure that's a number that you've been in it for.
Any others that I'm not seeing here that...
I don't know. Did you see the transfer station's $29,452?
I don't.
It's 101.85026.
What amount do you have?
$29,452.76.
So we're looking at a little over $300,000 here, right? Total so far? All right. And without that $300,000, we're going to be about $300,000 in 2013 actuals and probably 2014 actuals when you subtract out.
If you take that out of there, then you probably will want to go back to, and I don't know, again, this is your decision, you probably want to go back to taking half of the salaries in human resources, half the salaries in purchasing, and I think you take some salaries from legal out of there, and so it's not going to be as much as the $300,000.
Okay. I'm just trying to see where that revenue loss is because without those in there, and I don't anticipate doing that personally, other two may, with an increase of $140,000 from sales tax, it seems that our revenue should be more for 2015 than they were for 2014.
Let's just go down through there and look at them. And see,
you guys want to do that or do you want to just ask some more broad questions and start this process? We have it scheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we're working on it every day this week, right?
Fine with me.
Your thoughts, guys? I had asked you for, and you included this within the budget, all the salaries that you would be recommending throughout the courthouse system. I've got those. I wish you would pull them out of the budget document and have it as a separate.
We can do that.
Thank you.
Why in particular you?
Same reason that I have every year that I've been here. It just causes squabbles in between the different departments and offices far more than we would generally have, which is why we took it out of the budget before. Thoughts? Any other questions before we break? Rick, questions of us?
I don't think so.
Are we scheduled for here, or are we scheduled upstairs to do the budget?
Any idea.
Conference room upstairs. We have, we have exec at noon with the lawyers?
Yep. It says litigation.
I had no idea.
And then we have, I thought we had something after that.
1 o'clock, we have the Marion Woods sewer system update.
So let's stand in recess until we can go upstairs where we will reconvene in executive session for litigation and meet with counsel. Thank you.
You guys are going to need me to come up there afterwards.